upon a time.
Time.
A long, long time ago, on a big odum tree, lived a caterpillar, eating away at some juicy leaves. Afraba was ugly and fat and had no friends. So she drowned her sorrow by eating and eating. But unknown to her, her overeating was going to lead her to a very exciting phase in her life. Forcing her to lie very still. She was unable to move and could barely breathe. The film pressed against her fat belly, threatening to empty it on its contents. But there wasn't even room to vomit. How can this be exciting? She cries, cursing under her breath. Then the cocoon continues to wrap itself tightly till all Afraba sees is black. She slowly loses her consciousness.
The luminance, it blinded me.
A squirm in my shell.
I was asleep. God knows for how long. More light trickles in. I feel awake. I feel alive. I can see through the mist in my eyes. The world is beautiful. So many colors, so many patterns. Green, life. I continue to unravel.
Afraba looked down at herself as a cocoon that once choked her fell off her skin. She wasn't fat anymore. She felt a warm, gentle breeze on her skin. Suddenly felt herself floating in the wind. She felt her wings, and the more she flapped, the stronger she felt.
Disinfect your mind with hope and think of how life has been good and sick at times. For when there is excess joy, then the heart stoops to folly. So the downtime serves to work the balance. Afraba, enijinia rehuwenida suo. But time and consistency unveil the beautiful power of sweat. Afraba, Afrabon Konson Konson Moon Sada, what bread? A favor for the edited, ain't it cold pompon sweat?
Afraba, sugar, you are beautiful.